Fabulous Dr. Tweedy, written by Robert Riley Crutcher and starring Frank Morgan. Thaddeus Q. Tweedy, Doctor of Philosophy and Dean of Men at Potts College, has rehired his old servant, Willie Beezer. Willie has just hung up a picture calendar in the kitchen, and Dr. Tweedy is viewing his handiwork.
That's wonderful. What a thrill. It makes me feel 10 years younger.
The meat market sent it. How you like that picture, Gypsy Rosalie?
I didn't notice it. I was too excited about the date. But that picture reminds me. You should take our drapes down and send them to the cleaner. It's time to start spring cleaning.
Now, why did I ever put that calendar up?
Yes, well, I'm taking it down. We'll start spring cleaning this year by giving the dog a bath. Hold it. Come back here. Now, be a good dog.
Poor little me got to bathe that great big old mutt. You'll throw me in the bathtub, and I can't swim.
Nonsense.
Come on, Baldy. Oh, Saturday night is
it? Be sure you kill all the fleas. Some of the old timers can swim.
Good morning, Tweedy.
Good morning, Mr. Potts.
What a beautiful, beautiful day.
Why, Mr. Potts, you're cheerful this morning. 11 o'clock.
Tweedy, it's my wife. She's leaving on a vacation. Alone. And I'm staying here. Alone.
But if Mrs. Potts is leaving, who's going to look after the house, cook your meals, and carry you upstairs?
She's finally managed to hire an excellent housekeeper and cook, Tweedy. Uh-huh. Laura. She's a jewel. Oh. Her southern fried chicken, Alabama style, is out of this world.
Where's Mrs. Potts going?
Who cares? The important thing is she's going. 20 years is a long stretch to serve as a prisoner of love. The reason I came over here is that I know she'll write letters to you to check up on me. See that you have writer's cramp.
Well, there's nothing I like better than writing a long letter.
There's nothing I like better than writing a short signature on one of your checks.
I've got writer's cramp.
Thought you would have, Tweedy. Well, I have to rush down to the barbershop and get a manicure.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely girl. Goodbye, Tweedy.
I sure give this dog a nice bath.
Yeah. Baldy ate the soap again. It's blowing bubbles. What a mess. Forever blowing bubbles. What? I'm really anxious to get the spring cleaning done early this year, Willie. Do you suppose you could scrub the floors?
Well, I suppose I could, but I ain't anxious. I feel more like I want to go outdoors and stretch out on the grass. I want to smell the flowers.
Oh, dear. Willie, I'm afraid you have spring fever.
Is that what ails me?
Well,
spring fever. Now, Dr. Tweedy, you suppose there's a young lady around that she might find it catching? Some gorgeous creature to share my spring fever with me? I don't want to be a pig, you know.
Well, Mr. Potts was just here, and he mentioned that they have a new cook who makes excellent southern fried chicken, Alabama style.
Just what I need, yeah? Some Alabama-style chicken. What's this beautiful girl's name?
Her name is Laura, but I didn't say she was beautiful.
The way I feel, any girl would be beautiful. Laura. I'd love to go over there and meet her, but I don't know what to say.
Well, all I can tell you is what a few people I know would say when they meet a pretty girl. Now, Mr. Potts would say, madam, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Alexander Potts. Of the Pottsfield Potts. The Mayflower was packed with pots. Allow me to kiss your hand. Oop. There goes my toupee.
Yeah, I recognize it, sir. That's the kind that goes...
Yes. And then there's Colonel Jackson, the chemistry teacher. His approach is a labor of love. Did anyone ever tell you your beauty is most distracting?
Who, me?
Oh, stop. Your features are as delicate as a sweet magnolia bud shyly opening in the jasmine-scented moonlight.
I can smell it, sir.
You remind me of honeysuckle blossoms and Spanish moss, gracefully hanging from the cypress trees and swaying in the soft, warm breeze. I'm from the South, you know.
The romantic type. That's me, yes, sir. Now I'm loaded. I'm loaded. Now, which way does she live?
Well, oh, I wish I could go along with you and see this. You'll find Laura in the kitchen of Mr. Potts' house.
Yes, thank you, sir, Dr. Trier. Thank you. I'm hot-footing it over there right away. Laura!
Oh, yes, oh, don't, yes. Be still, my beating heart.
Now, you go away from here, boy. Stop hanging around the back door. Mrs. Potts, don't let me hand out no handouts. Get away. Get you.
My. How can such a beautiful girl as you make such an unpleasant racket? Anybody ever tell you that your beauty is most distracting? Your features as delicate as a sweet magnolia, Bud.
Wait a minute. Who you calling Bud?
Huh. You remind me of honeysuckle blossom and Spanish moss. Gracefully hanging from the cypress trees and swaying in the soft, warm breeze.
Sounds like more hot air.
I'm from the South, you know.
What a coincidence. So am I. Won't you come in? I have a frying pan full of chicken on the stove. Could I tempt you?
You certainly could. I'd like a leg.
Here you are. Mm-hmm.
This romance is starting off on the right foot. Oh, is this the left foot? My name is Beezer, Willie Beezer. I come from a long line of Beezers. The men's father was filled with Beezers.
My name is Miss Lamour. You can call me Laura. You're down to the bone on that leg. Here's another one.
Laura, allow me to kiss your hand. Oh, that chicken gravy is delicious.
How about a neck?
Now you're talking. Let's go.
Hold yourself back, big boy. I mean the chicken neck.
Yeah, I'll take it.
When I took this job, I didn't realize there was such a handsome, distinguished man available for escorting a poor little old lonesome girl.
Oh, I'm not only the most available man, but Willie is willing.
Laura Lamour.
Uh-oh, that's Miss Potts. It sounds like trouble. Goodbye, Laura. When the moon comes out, you come out. I'll be waiting.
Now, look, I bet you better get out of this kitchen.
Ain't this a shame? I got work to do. Come on, get out of here.
Willie, what's going on here? You don't seem to be in a very good humor.
I know it, and I'm sorry, Dr. Tweedy, but I'm unhappy.
Well, what have you got to be unhappy about? You haven't done any work since you met Laura.
Laura, what a woman. She filled me with fire.
She fills me with fire.
Well, around the house, you've been a clinker.
Oh, but Laura's why I'm unhappy. Yesterday I borrowed one of your Shakespeare's books, see, and I was reading it to her.
Willie Beezer reading Willie Shakespeare.
Yeah. See, she kind of got dreamy and dropped a whole stack of Miss Potts' favorite dishes.
Uh-oh.
Next thing Laura knows, she was at liberty. Fired, out of a job, looking for work.
Well, that's the most unfair thing I ever heard of. Don't you worry, Willie. I'll get Laura's job back. I'll go over and see Mr. Potts right now.
No, I wouldn't go nowhere near Mr. Potts if I was you.
Well, I'm not afraid of him. I know when I'm right.
Yeah, you see, but after she fired Laura, Mrs. Potts decided not to go on that vacation.
Oh, dear, no vacation. That must have been a blow to Mr. Potts.
Yes, sir. It was quite a blow that she didn't blow. You know, he said it was my fault for coming over there in the first place.
Yes, he'd be mad, all right. He was all ready to start celebrating.
No, he ain't mad at me no more.
Oh, he isn't?
Yes, I explained to him it was all your idea for me to go over and see Laura.
You mean that he's not mad at you anymore? He's mad at me?
Precisely, exactly. You said it, and that's right. Yeah, he said you ruined his first vacation after 20 years as a prisoner of love.
Oh, dear, prisoner of love. That week was to be his time off for bad behavior. But he wouldn't blame me. Nobody could. Anybody would. I didn't. He could. But he does blame me.
Before Frank Morgan continues, here is... Morgan as the fabulous Dr. Tweedy. 20 years ago, in a moment of weakness, Alexander Potts married Mrs. Potts. Since then, their marriage has been one of give and take. And for 20 years, Mr. Potts has had to take it. We find Dr. Tweedy at the front door of the Potts house, ready to explain how he happened to spoil Mr. Potts' week of freedom.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Potts. What a beautiful, beautiful day.
Whatever gave you that idea, Tweedy?
Start explaining why you ruined the one thing I wanted more than anything else on earth.
What?
My wife's vacation.
Alexander Park!
My wife! Run for the hills! The dam has burst! Get out of the way, sweetie! I'm too young to die!
Oh, dear, look at him go. His feet aren't even touching the ground.
Where did that worm go?
Oh, yeah.
That broken-down Beau Brummel.
Oh, boy.
That caved-in Casanova. That worn-out wolf.
Oh, he's... hello, Mrs. Potts. Has he done something wrong?
Wrong? He can't do anything right.
Damn.
Why, he's had 8 manicures this week.
Oh, well, maybe his fingernails grow fast.
Oh. That blonde manicurist. He said he was trying to help her build up her business.
Oh.
But if I know Alexander, she's giving him the business.
I can't understand Mr. Potts flirting with other women when he has a lovely creature like you for a wife.
Oh, Dr. Tweedy. Do you really think I'm lovely?
Oh, yeah. Your beauty is so delicate. It's of the fleeting type. Nobody can catch it.
Here, Dr. Tweedy, have a chocolate.
Yeah.
I eat them all the time. Yeah. They fill out my figure.
Nuts. I mean, I'll have one with nuts. Mrs. Potts, will you do me a great favor? I'd like you to hire Laura back. It's really my fault she broke those dishes. Willie was lonely, and I sent him over to meet her.
Oh, well, I just can't say no to you. I'll hire her back.
Now you'll be able to go on your vacation. I think you and Mr. Potts made a very wise decision when you decided to separate for a while.
I was getting sick and tired of him.
Well, I think the change will do you both good. I know Mr. Potts was very happy about it. When he told me you were leaving, he was smiling from ear to ear.
No, he was he?
Yeah, but when he's gone, when you're gone, he'll miss you. He'll realize how much you mean to him. That'll make him stop flirting with that manicurist.
I've reached the end of my rope.
You
and
have?
I'd like to hang him on it.
Oh.
20 years of that is too much.
That's it. That's too long without a separation. Leave now. It'll do you a world of good.
You're right.
Yes.
And I am going to leave.
Good.
Permanently.
I'll
get a divorce.
Oh, no.
And as you're his best friend, you can break the news to him.
Oh, no. What have I done? Willie, has Mr. Potts been looking for me?
Yes, Tweedy.
Oh. Yeah. Hello, Mr. Potts. How are things in Glockamora? Let's go get a manicure. I've been looking all over for you, but I was hoping I wouldn't find you.
Start talking, Tweedy.
Yes. Mr. Potts, where's your toupee?
It blew off. And I was going too fast to stop.
Oh, you blew your top. I'll lend you one of my hats. You shouldn't be running around bareheaded.
Start talking, Tweedy.
Yes, well, then, let's see now. I have so much to tell you, I don't know where to begin. Oh, yes, I spoke to Mrs. Potts and convinced her she should hire Laura back.
Why, Tweedy, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Is she going off on that vacation?
Oh, yes, she's going off all right. And I suppose some circles could be called the vacation.
Ah, Tweedy, my friend,
yes.
My pal, my bosom buddy.
I'll
give you a raise.
Yes.
I'll redecorate your office.
You will.
You get me into trouble all the time, but you always get me out.
I do?
Yes.
I mean, I do. Remember how happy you were when Mrs. Potts was leaving for only a week? You laughed yourself sick. Well, this'll kill you. She's leaving for good. Huh?
My Esmeralda?
Yeah?
Leaving me?
Yes. Yes, a divorce. It'll cost you plenty. She'll get everything you own.
My wife?
Yes.
My beloved wife leaving me?
Well, that's a...
What a blow.
Yes, that's what...
After 20 years of marriage.
Yeah.
20 years of ecstasy.
Yes. Well, here, take my handkerchief.
Thank you. Oh, how I'll miss her delicate, fragile beauty.
You will?
The love in her voice as she speaks my name.
Oh, dear.
Alexander! Alexander Potts! It's the little things I'll miss.
Yeah.
The
soft caress of her hand.
Yes, the beefsteaks for your black eyes. Here's another handkerchief, Mr. Bard.
Thank you. That's how I knew she loved me.
Yeah.
I can't go on without her.
Yeah.
I'm going to end it all with a shot. She'll find me cold.
Mr. Potts, one shot isn't enough to warm you up, let alone knock you cold.
Esmeralda. Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Tell her I died with her name on my lips.
Oh, what a horrible way to go.
Sweeting Alexander. Look after my daughter, Mary. Say goodbye to my wife.
My wife.
This is the end.
Oh, no, buck up, Mr. Potts. All is not lost. Give me one more chance to bring the two pots together.
No, Tweety. Don't ring the bell. I'll open the door with my key.
Yeah.
To think that just last week she started letting me carry a key again.
Alexander? Alexander Potts, I hear you sneaking in, you sneak.
Tweety, bring out your golden tongue. Start talking.
Yes, but she isn't here yet.
She will be. Get going. You'll need a head start.
Well, Alexander... Did Dr. Tweety tell you I'm giving you your freedom?
Oh, but
I love you, Esmeralda.
You
fluffy.
Oh, yes.
The cuddles. Lollipop.
Lollipop? Oh, no.
Don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Yes, after the divorce, she won't leave you. Anything.
Yeah. Darling, I love you. I love you.
Oh, get up off your knees and stop kissing my hand, you worm.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Potts, I've given this matter considerable thought. And I've come to the conclusion that you shouldn't divorce Mr. Potts.
Why not? Look at him. It's no loss to me.
Well, that's just it. Look at him. He's one of the handsomest men I've ever seen. Oh. That's hard to swallow. That broad waist and tapering shoulders. I mean, broad shoulders. And tapering waist. Do you know why all those other women find him so attractive?
Tweety.
Is it because he leers at them?
No.
Is it because he whistles at them?
No,
he's got it.
Oh.
Well, I wish he'd put it on. Alexander, go get the duvet.
Here's the duvet. I'm right back.
Mrs. Potts, it must be difficult for him to face beauty like yours every day.
Oh.
No. Now, don't stop me. You are beautiful. One look at your face and a man will remember it to his dying day. Yours is the type of beauty that haunts a man and burns deep into his soul.
Oh!
Oh, to be a painter and do you in oil. Millions would look at it and say, there's a face? I mean, there's a face!
The things you say to a girl.
Girl. Mrs. Potts, I know you love your Alexander. Love makes the world go round. Look out the window. Willie and Laura are on the porch. I want you to hear them. I'll open the window a little bit.
Oh, my Laura, look at that moon. I put in a special order for that earlier today.
Willie Sugar, will you hold this hand, too? It's getting cold.
I don't feel cold at all. I'm getting warmer every minute.
Let me wipe off your brow with my handkerchief. Smell the perfume. That scream of ecstasy.
Oh, that perfume.
Oh, dear, I'd better close the window. You see what I mean. You and Mr. Potts should be sitting on some park bench under that same moon.
Here I am, Fluffy. I'm wearing the same toupee I wore the day we got married.
Ah, a crew cut.
I guess I'm just a sentimental old fool.
Alexander.
Come here, lover boy.
Tweedy, what did you do to her?
What a touching picture. That's right, Mr. Potts. Put your arms all the way around her. No, you can't. Mrs. Potts, I have an inspired idea.
Yes?
Instead of going on a vacation by yourself, why not take Mr. Potts with you?
Oh.
Tweedy.
Go to some quiet spot where you'll be alone together. Have a second honeymoon.
Tweedy, you're going too far.
Oh, Dr. Tweedy. Exciting idea. Yes. Alexander and I together.
Yes.
Alone.
Yes.
Nothing to do but make love.
Yes.
Oh. Tweedy, come into the study. I want to do a thorough job of thanking you for what you've done. Privately.
Oh, fine. Are you going to give me that raise you promised me?
I'm going to let you have it, Tweedy. In one big lump.
Oh, well, that's nice. Things look bad for a while, but I always get straightened out in the end.
Frank Morgan will be back in just a moment. First, here is... appears by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the new musical It Happened in Brooklyn. And now here again is Frank Morgan with his thought for the week.
My topic for today is money. It has been my observation that a widow and her money are soon married. Which brings me to my thought for the week. One small jack can lift a car, but it takes a lot of jack to keep it up. Oh, no!
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.